One of the suggestions that I have on the quit smoking tip sheet is to let people around you know you're quitting smoking. I suggest this for a few reasons. One is if people don't know you're quitting smoking, the way you act the week you quit smoking may make them think you're using something. It's a type of thing. Some of the reactions that people have, both emotional and physical, it will make them look like something is really wrong. And if people don't know what's going on, they could very much think that there's a drug reaction going on here because you're using a drug. The fact is, the reason you're having the specific effects is not because you're using a drug. It's because you're finally getting off of a drug that you've been using for a very long time. Some people won't tell others that they're quitting smoking. There's two reasons that I'm going to highlight here why that will be the case. One is because nobody knows they smoke. There's a lot of people in this world now who are smokers, but they don't let anyone know they smoke. They are true closet smokers. Sometimes they have family members that do not know that they smoke. Their friends don't know. Their coworkers don't know. That poses a problem when they're quitting smoking because they may very well be going into a withdrawal state, and they cannot tell people why they're reacting the way they are, why they're saying the things, or why they just seem to be functioning the way they are. Now, another reason people won't tell anyone they're quitting smoking is in case they fail. See, if you tell people you're quitting smoking and you fail, well, then they'll know you're a failure. If you don't tell people that you're quitting smoking and then you fail, well, you've lost nothing. But when you're working with that kind of logic, you're setting yourself up to fail. You're setting yourself to making it easier to fail because, well, nobody will know the difference. The one thing that may stop you at a given moment is the fact that there's somebody across the way, it may be someone who's kind of just a coworker, someone who isn't very important, but because you made a public stand saying you weren't going to smoke, lighting up in front of them is going to make you look like a fool. And maybe that logic, that reasoning at that moment in time will stop you from making a very bad choice. A choice that, in a sense, can cost you your quit, which could end up costing you your health and your life. All right, so let people know you're quitting smoking. It's to your advantage. But there, as I said, there are some people who won't do it because of this fear of failure. And I'm going to report about one woman who this was an experience that I had in a smoking clinic. She comes in the clinic the first day, and she says, when I ask her why she's quitting, actually it was the second day when we were going around a room, she said she's quitting for her family. Her family doesn't want her to smoke, her husband bugs her all the time, her kids bug her all the time. And I kind of made a point to her, like, you know, you really cannot be quitting for other people. Yes, other people will benefit by your not smoking. Other people may be happy that you're not smoking, but you've got to quit for yourself. Well, she refused to listen to that. She said, no, I'm quitting for my family. They hate my smoking. It's too much of a problem. They can't stand it, so I'm not going to smoke anymore. Then, as we were talking a little bit longer, she made a comment that she wasn't telling anybody she was quitting smoking. And again, her reasoning was because, you know, if she failed, she didn't want to look bad. Now, again, the tip sheets, like I say, they are suggestions. I can't force people to follow the suggestions. And I told her, you really should let people know you're quitting smoking, but she just refused. She wouldn't do that in case she failed. Well, it was pretty interesting. She was coming to the clinic every night. Now, again, I do not know what cover story she was using to come to this clinic, because she hadn't told her family that she was quitting smoking, so she hadn't told them she was coming to a clinic. But she was leaving the house every day and coming to us. What she was telling them, I don't have a clue. What was funny about this is, day by day, she was coming in the clinic, and she kept on hearing the people in the group talking about how much feedback they were getting from their family, how much support. You know, one woman got flowers on the third or fourth day of the clinic, and, you know, this woman was getting absolutely no feedback. Well, of course not. Nobody knew she quit smoking. To show you how bad it was for her, on the first weekend when she had quit smoking, some of her friends had already caught on. But the family hadn't, and she made all of her friends promise that they wouldn't tell the family that she was quitting smoking. She was starting to get some feedback by the first weekend, but not a lot. Again, it was people who she was seeing, you know, kind of sporadically. They were friends. Well, what happened now, she gets through this, she's going into the second week now, and her kids started to notice. And she made them, when they did realize that she wasn't smoking, swear not to tell the husband. One of the key reasons she said she was quitting for her husband and her kids, but her husband was way up there in priority, you know, because he hated her smoking. And she was quitting for him. Well, she was starting to realize that all of a sudden, you know, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 6 days, 8 days go by, he doesn't notice she quit smoking. Most of her friends had caught on by sometime in that second week. All the kids had figured it out. But again, she made everybody swear, don't tell my husband. a funny thing happened. They went out to dinner. She was with three other couples and her husband on the Saturday before the graduation. So this is a few days short of the 2 week mark. To show you how bad it was that he didn't notice, he was at a, they were, this was in the days when there weren't non-smoking sections in restaurants. So they're sitting at a restaurant. He picked up an ashtray in front of these other three couples, all who knew what was going on. He picked up an ashtray, laid it down in front of her in disgust, and said, "Oh, you're probably going to fill this up tonight." She had not smoked, and I think it was 10 days at this point in time. Now, everybody at the table is trying not to break up laughing, but again, she's not telling him. She wanted to see when he was going to notice. The graduation night comes up, and the graduation night is open up to family and friends. So, she drags her husband. Now, he doesn't know where he's going. She drags him to, and I was running it at a hospital at this point in time. It was in the fifth floor lounge of a hospital, so you have to walk all the way through the hospital to get to this lounge. She says to her husband before the clinic, "Come on, we're going out." She doesn't tell him where. She drags him up into the hospital. She comes up the elevator to the fifth floor lounge. The elevator was right outside the lounge, and I was actually outside of the lounge, pretty close to the elevator, when she comes out. She introduces him to me. She says, "This is Joel." And then she looks at me and says, "Joel, tell him what I'm here for." And I really didn't know what she was trying to say. And I looked at him. I said, "Graduation of the Stop Smoking Clinic?" She turned to him and she says, "I quit smoking 2 weeks ago and you never noticed." And he turned, he was embarrassed. You could see he kind of turned red and he just walked away. He walked away. And she comes in the front of the room. And she says to the group, she says, I don't know if you remember the first day of the clinic, I told you I was quitting for my family. And she made a point of saying how I told you don't do this, you got to quit for yourself. And then how she had said that, she wasn't telling anybody she was quitting smoking. She started telling the group about how jealous she was of all these other people who were getting all this positive feedback, all the support. They were getting the flowers, and she was getting nothing. She said, she figured out probably about the fourth day of the clinic she wasn't quitting for her family anymore. If she was quitting for her family, she'd be smoking right now because they hadn't caught on. And maybe one of the kids had caught on by this, but not many. And again, with her husband being one of the primary reasons, she said that, and she said what happened, how she brought him up the elevator and introduced him to me, and then he left in embarrassment. And she says, "Now I got to tell you what this guy does for a living. He's a safety efficiency expert. He goes into companies, he goes into strange places. He prides himself on knowing everything that's going on around him, seeing all, the obvious little problems." She said, "He never caught on that she'd quit smoking." So again, it was great that she realized early on that she wasn't quitting for him. Again, if she did, that would have been a short-term quit. She didn't get the feedback that she could have got, but hey, she got through it anyway. That's what I say about the tip sheet. People don't have to follow everything on them. They're designed to try to make things a little bit better for people, but not everybody's going to follow them. It really is to people's advantage, though, to let others know they're quitting. Again, just so they know what's up in the beginning, and they're not really worried about, a situation, do you have a life-threatening illness going on here? Are you about to get arrested for drug possession? I mean, again, if they know you're quitting smoking, they kind of know to give you latitude. And again, the other reason, it may help you at a certain point to just be your motivation not to light up in front of an individual or a group because you said you were going to stick with it. This might help you, especially in the very early days of your quit, to make it through, another day with your commitment intact, to never take another puff.